Good afternoon, Largo High School. This is Sichelle Fields of the Central States Judges Association from Apopka, Florida, and I'm here with you today at Riverview High School on October 17th in the individual visual caption. So I'll be taking a look at everybody on the field, band and guard included, and giving you some comments, and I hope they're helpful. I will see you soon. All right, here we go, Largo. I am on side 2 near the 40 for your reference. Okay. So I really like the idea of how you're demonstrating that bundle of energy that you're trying to show us bursting out from the center. I would definitely say we all need to commit to that just a little bit more so I can see it from every single person. There's some of us with a handshake that it really reads, and some of us who don't. So let's make sure we're all committing to that at the same level of energy. Okay, I'm watching the guard here in the center. Okay, so we all have a pretty good understanding of what's being asked of us on the equipment. Just some minor differences in how we're approaching, especially tossing, where our release points are. But we're demonstrating some good strength and some good understanding of planes and facings, having to work in this circle. So that is definitely noted. All right, checking out our brass coming across the front. Okay, so we're generally in step and we're generally taking the same approach to our marching technique, but there are definitely some differences from person to person. Okay, and most of us taking a nice little turned out approach to that second position throughout the band. Check your distance between your feet, because some of us are on a wide second, shoulder width apart, and some of us are just a little bit. All right, good for you. All right, good for you, Sabres. Generally similar technique. Definitely take a look at that shoulder roll.
Closest to the sun, lies Mercury, a tiny world of iron and
rock. I'm right next to a speaker. Definitely take a look at that shoulder roll and how we're approaching that, and where the high point of it is if we're going all the way over. There's some stylistic differences there. Okay. Yeah, definitely some challenging work in the saber line. Okay, and we're achieving it moderately well from person to person.
The unrivaled giant solar system.
Okay, similar heights from everybody on all of that. That saber parallel, you might want to look at where we're all releasing from. Doing a good job with that transition there from the very small steps into the faster, larger steps. Sorry, I'm in the way. Okay, so on that little hit there with the flags, let's make sure we're all looking at the feet on these extensions, that we're all extending from the same place at the same time, and what our foot actually looks like in that. Okay, good job. Okay, I'm heading over to side 1. Flags have a pretty good understanding of where they're supposed to be on the equipment at any given time through that little flag phrase right there, so good for you. Okay, in front of the woodwinds on side 1 near the 30. Okay, definitely some challenges there with the little silent feature and having to watch drum major. Make sure we keep our eyes on her. okay, so we're down in this position on the ground. And as I'm leaning from person to person, it's pretty consistent. Make sure you don't sit back into it. If you're one of the people that are on the ground, keep that upper body nice and high and stiff. Most of us are doing that, so good for you. Okay, our group here on the tarp definitely noted the foot positions that you're asking of them here. Okay, so we're at a good fourth right now. That little tendu second before that, make sure everybody's pointing their foot the same way. Okay, a couple of us just had it out there, but we didn't have the extension and the energy all the way through our toes. Okay, and definitely look at that. Every time you go to fourth, look from person to person throughout the ensemble. And I'm talking about the band here, not the color guard. Look from person to person throughout the ensemble because most of us are getting it. Okay, backward march. Let's define, are we going up on our toes? Are we going back on our heels? Okay, a few of us missing the articulation, the step off on that direction change in the horns right here on the 40 on side one. Okay, checking out our hand flags. Okay, so pretty good understanding throughout the color guard on that dance sequence. Not quite the same level of energy and articulation from everybody, and that's definitely a section you could look at. Okay, so most of us that are marching towards side one in this little section here, we got a good back slide going on. Good for you. So battery, as you're going backwards there, make sure we're staying up on the toes. Some of us are getting a little slow in the line. Okay, especially in the bass drums. Okay, good job, rifles. Okay, pretty good understanding of the direction changes you're asking of them. In the drum line, the battery right in front of me here. Okay, good job, rifles. Definitely look at those release points on those higher tosses. Some of us are much higher than others. Okay, and some of us are reaching out to the side. So we want to define where that release point is and how we're articulating that from person to person. I do appreciate your nice, strong right flat, though, right now. Elbows out. Good for you. Okay, and yeah, that last form from the band, I'm assuming we have a couple of holes in there. Otherwise, we might need to check out that spacing from person to person there. Okay, so we got a mark time going on here. I would look from person to person how we're approaching this mark time. Some of us are just picking our heels up off the ground. Some of us are picking our whole foot off the ground. So just define which one you want it to be. Okay, so we're a little incomplete here, but I do appreciate the color guard and their posture while they wait it out here. Okay, horn carriage is pretty consistent from person to person, so good for you. Okay, all right, Largo. So definitely off to a good start, assuming this is early in the season for you. Some things you can look at in that section with the winds, with the foot positions. I really appreciate the layered responsibilities they have there. But just definitely define, where is that fourth position? Where is that second position? What does this tendu look like? What do you want them to do there? And I can tell that most of us have an idea of that, but there's still a few of us that don't. Okay, so that's something you could definitely look at. Color Guard, like I said, for the most part, we all have a really good understanding of what's being asked of us and where we're putting our hands on the equipment, which is great. But I would definitely look at releases and how we're releasing and where. And that'll help your consistency there. So I hope my comments have been helpful, and it was great to see you today. Thanks.